So there's been a lot of talk this week about this place in Manchester, which is called Makerfield. And the reason it's in the news is because Andy Burnham is going to be running there. He is tipped to be challenging Keir Starmer. And, of course, Reform are running against them. And the reason that everybody's been talking about it, however, is that Rupert Lowe and Restore have decided to run this woman here. Her name is Rebecca Shepherd. Now, I've taken stick for this, but I'll say it. I said it on Twitter and I'll say it again. I think she looks a bit like Kelly Brook. I think she's all right, you know. Okay, she's not, I mean, not as hot as Kelly Brook, but she's got something of the Kelly Brooks about her. I think they, you know, they could do something with her. Also, she's a local girl, you know, authentic. I think they got a good chance to win. It's a very Brexity area, 95% white seat. You know, that's got to be on the list of target seats for Restore. Andy Burnham is eminently beatable. And if they repeat what they did in Great Yarmouth again, you know, she could pull off one of the upsets of the century. The reason I'm making this, I wasn't really going to comment on this. You know, I'm trying as much as I can to be in the background, as I've said. But something irritated me and it prompted me to make this video, which I have to comment on this because it was a comment by Curtis Yarvin. He said, Restore should exist to tell the truth. By starting someone who's a slick actor, you tell the truth. A 21st century MP is an actor, not a statesman or a tribune of the people. Actually, a backbench MP isn't even an actor, just a number. Thus, by casting a local yokel, you lie. So, yeah, you know, whatever. Then I've got nothing to say to that. It's just a wankish point because Restore are trying to win, okay? Then this guy, Rocco, who he was quote-tweeting, said, having seen the Restore Britain candidate in the Makerfield by-election, I have somewhat downgraded my assessment of how things will go. I think that fielding these real local people types is a mistake. Don't listen to what people say they want. Voters, consumers are liars and will say they want one thing and then buy a totally different thing. Yada, yada, yada. Now, the reason I'm making this video is that I actually disagree with this assessment. I think running a celebrity, running a well-known person, running a face, okay, is slop. It's slop-coded. Whereas running this local girl who's relatively unknown, a real person, a patriot, is actually the right thing for Restore to do, whether they win or lose, okay, whether they win or lose. I think they've got a shot if their ground game is good, if they can repeat what they've already shown they can do in Great Yarmouth. The images I've seen coming out of Manchester look pretty good, okay? It looks like they're getting their ground game together. And I don't really see an appetite in a place like that for an Andy Burnham. I mean, I could be wrong, but I just don't really sense an appetite for it. And I think if given the choice, the reason I've always said Rupert is the real deal. Everybody knows Farage is a fake. Everybody knows that Reform, you know, are taking the working class for granted. They're the Tories' redux. Everybody knows this. Okay. And if I feel that, and the thousands of people who watch this channel feel that, you can be sure it's a widely shared sentiment in the country, including in a place like Manchester. So I think she actually stands a pretty good shot. And I just wanted to put out this quick little hit this afternoon, just quick little video to voice my displeasure with Yarvin and with Rocco and with anybody else who's coming out with all these arguments. In fact, I'm going to play my ad, my promo code COOL, 25% off, and then I'll go more into why I feel so strongly about this. Hold on. Pick up a course. Everybody wants to be cool. Like this guy. This guy is cool. Do you know who else is cool? People who do courses at the academic agency. And you too can be cool by getting a course today with promo code COOL, which gets you 25% off all courses today. Promo code COOL. So let's consider what Yarvin is saying. He's saying that, you know, the best thing you can do is tell the truth. The truth is that democracy is fake and gay. And because of that, you know, you should run like a phony, essentially. Okay. the point is, you don't run a political party to make meta philosophical commentary on the state of the system. Okay, it's not an art project, it's a political party. And therefore, they need to try to win. So then it comes down to an assessment of, is it the right thing to do to run Rebecca Shepherd, or is it the right thing to do to try to bring in a celeb? Okay, now let's think about this. The last time we had this heads up, a local lass against a named celebrity, was Hannah Spencer against Matt Goodwin. Remember, I said the right needs an answer to Hannah Spencer. Well, I mean, I haven't seen Rebecca Shepherd in action, but she looks the part. She's a local girl. She could be the part. She could actually be the second MP for Restore if this goes well. Okay, it's a gamble. It's a risk, sure. But if they make a good fist of it, it's good. They can gain momentum from it. It's experience. I don't know why everybody is being so negative. Oh, in fact, I do know why everybody's being so negative about this. Why is everybody, the reason the people are being negative is they want to put Restore off. They want Reform to have a clear run. That's why Jacob Rees-Mogg was telling Tories to stand down and to let Reform go unopposed. Okay. But the fact is, Restore has got to start somewhere. And this is a nice little grab. Okay, if I was playing, Mountain Blade or one of my little strategy games, this is a tasty little fife. Could nip in there and take this, cause a massive upset against Andy Burnham. That would make all the LBC journos and all the liberal people who've already written all their, scripts about Andy Burnham, that would throw a cat among their pigeons, but it would also massively upset Reform, and it would make everybody sit up and take notice that actually Restore are the real deal. So I say go for it. I say this is not a bad idea. Unlike Rocco, unlike Curtis Yarvin, I think it's a good one. I think they should go for it. I think that the energy around it is positive. And just before I recorded this video, I saw that on Twitter, Duncan Bannatyne, the guy from Dragon's Den, Duncan Bannatyne has now endorsed this candidate. Okay, so you've already got the celebrity endorsement. You didn't have to run Duncan Bannatyne. He just has to say, oh, I'm actually quite up for this. I support Rupert. I support Rebecca Shepherd. So this is one to watch now. This has actually made the stakes for this little by-election here. Great. All eyes in the country will be on this seat because of Andy Burnham. Mega high stakes. If Restore can cause the upset of the century, think of how great it will be. If they don't win, right, as long as they made a decent fist of it, as long as they get a few thousand votes, at least they can learn from the experience. The team can learn from the experience. Okay? But I've got a funny feeling something's happening here. Just in my bones, I can feel it. Feel something exciting. And Bannatyne giving his endorsement is something new, isn't it? It's something new. And like I said, all eyes are on Makerfield right now. So it's actually, PR-wise, a very, very sly way of Restore getting national-level exposure, okay, for a relatively low cost. It's just the cost of her deposit. So all this stuff about them not being ready, nonsense, absolute nonsense. They are ready for this. They've got the momentum of the local council. They've made absolutely the right call. It's the right candidate. Do not let the doom-mongers and the people the vampires trying to suck the energy out of this, don't let it get to you. Okay? And why am I making this video? Because people see me as a doomsmonger and negative and so on and so forth. I know the lads watch me. I'm putting this out to say, go for it. It's good. It's actually good. It's positive. All right. Bye, everyone. If you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the academic agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric.
just three of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.